Please bow head and pray in silence.
我们一同都低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Christ, we commence a Friday night Sabbath worship.
哈利亚，奉主的圣名，我们进行礼拜五晚上的聚会。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn, 381.
我们一同起立唱诗，赞美诗381首。
381.
381首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we study God's word together, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
在我们一同聚会之前，我们一同祷告，求主带领今天的聚会。
Please kneel down and pray together.
一同祷告。
Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 祝愿大家平安。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God that we can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
今天我们要感谢神，能够聚集在一起来敬拜天上的真神。
So as we know, this quarter theme is religious education.
我们知道这一季的主题是宗教教育。
And we know a church religious education only 1 hour per week.
我们知道教会的宗教教育是一个礼拜是一个小时。
So we know 1 hour per week, there's no way we can be able to strengthen the younger generation.
我们知道一个礼拜一小时没有办法增强我们下一代的信心。
So that's why.I'm sure the church decided to have this call to talk about religious education.
所以我们知道教会决定在这一季，我们这礼拜我们要多谈论这个宗教的教育。
But we know that true religious education is not at church.
我们知道真的宗教教育并不是只有在教会。
But rather at home.
而是在家里。
So this means for us as parents is very important that we can pass down our faith to the young generation at home.
所以很重要的是父母能够在家里面把真正的信仰传给下一代。
So that's why this evening would like to share with you a dinner of herbs with love.
所以我们今天晚上分享的主题是吃素菜彼此相爱。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 15.
我们来看箴言的第十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言的第十五章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 17.
箴言十五章十七节。
Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
So we hear this person who speak this wisdom.
所以我们知道这个智慧人说的话。
And he said, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred."
他说吃素菜彼此相爱，要强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
And even back then, they assumed that as family we should have dinner together.
在那个时候，我们也假设说，在家里应该要一同来吃这个晚餐。
Even dinner together, maybe it's not enough if there's no love.
如果在一起吃饭，也许还不够。如果在这个家里面没有爱，这个吃晚餐是不够的。
We can see nowadays in America.
我们可以看到现在的在美国。
Very few people have dinner as a family.
很少的全家人能够这样一起聚起来吃晚餐的。
Nowadays, many people eat dinner in front of television.
很多人在一起吃晚餐的时候是在电视前面。
Because the average household in America have at least 3 television per household.
哦，平均计算起来，每一个在美国的家庭家里至少三台的电视机。
Why no one have dinner anymore together?
为什么我们不再一同共进晚餐了呢
？It seems like there's nothing important to talk about.
因为好像没有什么重要事要互相讨论了。
But the reason people do not have dinner anymore becauseThey really have no love to share with the family.
但是不一同共进晚餐的原因，很多是因为我们没有足够的爱要跟家里成员来分享。
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得我在高中的时候。
And my adopted parents always tell me every single night, no matter what I do, I need to come home at 6 o'clock for dinner.
我的继父告诉我说，每一天不论什么情形，六点钟你都回来跟我们一起吃晚餐。
And as a young man, I hated, you know, this dinner at 6 o'clock.
我那个时候年轻人很讨厌六点的这个晚餐。
Because at 6 o'clock is in the middle of what I'm, you know, what I'm doing, playing sports and things like that.
因为六点钟正好是我在做任何球类活动的这个中间的这个时间。
For example, at from 3 to 5, I usually play high school sports.
我在这个3点到5点很常是我高中在这个球类运动的时间。
And then from 5 until whatever what time, I usually play, you know, street basketball or tennis and things like that.
我在这个5点之后，我可能会去打篮球或者是打这个 这个网球等等一类的活动。
But I know that 6 o'clock is always dinner time.
但是我知道六点钟都是我的晚餐时间。
So, but at first, when my mother told me this, I did not take her seriously.
一开始我的母亲告诉我，我并不是很认真的看待。
So, at 6 o'clock, I was still playing basketball.
所以在六点的时候，我还是在打篮球。
And I remember the first time that I did that, all of a sudden I hear the horn, right? She beeped the horn, right?
我记得我那个时候做这件事，我就听到按喇叭的声音。
Of course, as a young man, when you see your mother, right, you know, beeping the horn while you're playing basketball is very embarrassing.
我们知道，做高中生，如果你在打篮球，你的妈妈在旁边按汽车喇叭是很尴尬的。
Then when I hear the horn beeping, I just ignore her. Right?
我一开始我就是把它完全忽略掉。
And then what is the next thing she does?
她做了什么之后的什么做了什么事呢
？She would yell out loud, "Woody, dinner time!" Right?
她大叫说 ，"Woody, Woody, 是晚餐时间了。
Of course, I pretend not to hear her.
但我没有办法再假装没有办法再听到。
And what is the next thing she's gonna do?
她后来又做什么事呢
？You know, my adopted mother, she rolls her hair every single night, right? She curls her hair every single night, so she have curlers on her hair, on her head.
她在头上有编这个发带，这个每天她都有编这个发带。
And she usually wears this ugly bathrobe, right?This ugly bathrobe every night as she go to sleep, right?
她穿的那个我们觉得很不好看的这个睡衣，她这个。他穿那个睡衣。
So I remember the first time I, you know, when she beeped the horn, I ignored her. When she called me, I ignored her.
我记得他第一次他按喇叭，我忽略他。他打电话给我，我也忽略他。
And then she came out of her car.
他从他的车子下来。
With the ugly curlers on, right?
会带着他那个很不好看的这个发这个卷卷头发。
With this old-looking robe on her, to sleep.
然后穿那种那个很不好看的睡衣这种出来。
Then she would go to the basketball court.
然后就到球场上。
And she would say to me, "Woody, dinner time, right?"
她告诉我说 ，Woody， 这是晚餐时间。
And that time I was so embarrassed.
那时候我非常的尴尬。
Because I supposed to be the cool kid at school, right?
我这个是这个 team 里面的这个，我是一个核心的球员。
Then all the high school kids, when my mother came to do that, they always laughing at me, right?
当这个一个妈妈这样做，所有的人都会嘲笑我。
So next time when I'm playing basketball, the minute she beep, I run right straight to the car, right?
所以下一次。当他按喇叭，我就马上到他车子去了。
But even though as a young man at that time, I did not like at all to come to dinner at 6 o'clock.
但是那个时候，我实在不喜欢在六点钟还要回去吃晚餐。
But I remember during dinner time, we really have a lot to share with one another.
但是我记得在晚餐的时候，我们总是有很多事情要分享。
I remember my father, my adopted father, when the first word he said to me, always say, "Thank you." Right? Thank you. This means Sicilian mean my son.
我的那个继父，他每次在吃饭之前，他都会跟我 说一个字，代表是说我的儿子啊。
Until now, I always remember that word.
到现在我还记得他对我说这个话。
Because before my father speak to me, he always say my son, then he ask me a question, what's going on in school and things like that.
因为他每次都会先问我说我的儿子，然后再跟我说你发生什么事情，有什么问题。
And now when I think back my high school years,
所以我现在想到回去我之前高中的生活。
I really appreciate the time that we have dinner together as a family.
我非常的珍惜那个时候。我们全家人共进晚餐的时间。
So now for me, I have also my own family.
现在我也有自己的家庭。
And I also do my best to have dinner with one another every single night.
所以我也最尽我的所有能力，跟我的成员每天共进晚餐。
Because dinner time is a time really to communicate with one another.
因为晚餐是我们要彼此沟通的最好时间。
But nowadays, nobody communicate anymore.
现在没有人要。互相这样来互相沟通。
When kids get from home from school,
从小孩从学校回到家里
，maybe just grab something to eat quickly and then go in front of TV or play video games.
可能就把东西放一放，就去看这个打电动了或者看电视。
Quite often as parents, we don't come home until 8-9 o'clock at night.
现在的父母也很少说，很少很准时回家，甚至8-9点才回家。
And even if we have dinner together as a family.
即使全家人能够一起坐下来吃晚餐
，maybe there's no love at all within the family.
或者在家里一点都没有爱的感觉。
But here the Bible tells us.
但在这里，圣经告诉我们。
Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
他说，吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
When you really think about children.
那如果我们真的考虑这个小孩。
It's not what they eat that is important.
他们吃什么的并不是那么的重要。
But when they eat, it's their love in the family.
而他们最重要是那个有爱的感觉在家里面。
Nowadays, many children not experience love at home at all.
现在很多小孩在家里没有感受到。
No, I just came back from NYTS several weeks ago.
我从这个青年神训班，才一周之前才结束才回来。
When I talk to the younger people,
我跟这些年轻的一代来谈论。
I can't help but to feel so sad. I can't help but to feel so sad inside.
我忍不住的心里感到觉得很悲伤。
Because so many of them go through so much trial and tribulation.
因为有这么多的孩子，他们面对这么多的艰难的挑战和一些危险。
Many of them feel so empty inside their hearts.
他们很多人内心感到非常的空虚。
Then when you sit and talk to them,
当你坐下来和他们讨论的时候
，Yes, even though many of them are very wealthy.
也许他们没看起来他们都很健康。
Even some of them, no, only finished high school. They drive Lexus, BMW, and stuff like that to NYTS.
哦，他们可能就是高中毕业，可是他可以开很好的车到神训班来。
But when you talk to them,
但是跟你跟他谈论的时候
，deep down inside, they feel so empty.
你可以感觉到他内心很空虚。
And when you sit down and talk with them,
当你坐下和他谈的时候
，and you realize because they have no love inside their heart.
你可以感到他心里没有感到爱。
Because most of the time, their family is so busy and working.
因为他们的家里常常在很忙碌的工作。
And even if their family at home, they have no communication.
即使全家人在家里也没有互相的沟通。
And hardly none of them have dinner as a family.
而且他们很少有这样全家共进晚餐的时间。
But we as Christians cannot be this way.
但是我们基督徒就不应该是这样。
Because to pass down our faith to the young generation is so important.
因为能够将信仰传承给下一代是非常重要。
So next time when we think about dinner,
所以下一次当我们想到晚餐这件事
let's have dinner as a family.
我们要全家一同来晚餐。
And even have dinner as a family, love must be able to be in the midst of the family.
就在共进晚餐的时候，爱是我们在共进晚餐最重要的。
We can see here, yes, even though our children eat dinner of herbs.
在圣经上说，即使他们是吃的素菜
but if love is there.
但是那个爱是最重要的。
And that herbs would taste very, very delicious.
那个素菜会吃起来相当的美味。
But even though we can give our children a fat calf for dinner,
如果我们可以给孩子那个肥牛当做他的晚餐。
But if there's no love,
但是如果没有爱
there's no way they can feel satisfied.
但他们的心里没有办法能够得到满足。
Nowadays, when we look at the younger generation,
现在如果我们来看年轻的一代
what they're missing is not because they don't have enough things in this world.
他们迷失不是因为在世上缺乏什么。
What they're missing is love from the parents.
他们所少的东西是他们从父母来的爱。
What they're missing is the love from brothers and sisters.
他们所缺少的是从兄弟姐妹的爱。
You know, I remember when I first came to this country.
我记得我第一次到这个国家的时候。
There's eight of us all together. There's eight of us in the family. There's eight of us in a family.
我们一家八口，我们一家八口来到这里。
And that time we had nothing.
那个时候我们什么也没有。
I remember very clearly our first dinner together.
我记得我们那个时候的第一个晚餐。
We ate rice and apple.
我们吃的饭和苹果。
And that is our dinner.
那是一个晚餐。
But I also remember very clear during the time that we ate rice and apple together as dinner, we were so joyful.
但是我记得，虽然我们的晚餐是饭和苹果，但我们非常的欢喜。
Why? Because during that time we love each other so much.
因为那个时候我们互相的非常的。爱对方。
And when we look at one another, we see that we escaped from the Cambodian genocide. Just to look at each other in front of one another, we feel so joyful during that time.
我们那个时候互相看到对方，我们知道我们已经离开了柬埔寨。那个时候我们那么深深的爱着对方。
So during that time, it doesn't matter what we have for dinner.
所以那个时候吃什么晚餐的并不是那么重要。
We always are joyful together.
我们永远都能够很高兴的在一起。
Why? Because as family, we love one another so much.
因为我们这一家是互相爱着家里的每一个成员。
But now, my family actually we have everything.
但现在我的家里已经有了几乎是所有的东西需要的东西。
I'm talking about my brother and my sisters.
他们变成我的，我看我的哥哥，我的姐妹。
And I remember the last time I went to their house for dinner.
我记得我上一次一起去他们一起吃晚餐的时候。
For sure, we had everything for dinner.
我很确信我们有晚餐所需要的一切食物。
We had the best meat.
我们有最好的肉。
We have all different kinds of seafood.
我们有各样的海鲜。
We all have different kinds of vegetables.
我们有各样的蔬果。
But I feel no love during that time.
但是在那个时候，我没有感到爱。
Why? Because within the family, there's no more love.
因为在这个家里面没有感受到爱。
So when even though I ate all these delicious food, but the food becomes so tasteless.
所以吃了这么好的食物，可是却感到食之无味。
Why? Because there's no love.
那是因为没有爱。
My older sisters mad at my younger sisters.
我的姐姐和我的妹妹互相的吵架。
My older brother is mad at my older sisters.
我的哥哥和我的姐姐又吵架。
This one is not talking to that one. That one is not talking to this one.
这个人跟那个人互相又不讲话。
And how can I eat a delicious food with a joyful heart with such a family?
在这样的一个家庭里面，你怎么能够说我吃了这么美好的食物，可是我却是一个家庭？
So for children nowadays,
所以对现代孩子来说，
they don't need all this fancy food.
他不需要这么多这么很美味的食物。
What they need when they sit down and eat, they need to feel love from their parents.
他们坐下来吃的时候，他们需要的是从父母来的爱。
But of course, to eat dinner with herbs your love is very important.
能够坐下来吃素菜，但是有爱，这是非常重要的。
But even if we give our children the fatted calf to eat, then will love also exist? This is even better.
但是如果我们吃着肥油，但是也有着爱，这更好。
Just this last week, I have been home.
就好像上个礼拜我在家里面。
And we have eaten so much food.
我们吃了这么多的食物。
Whatever kind of food we want, we can just eat.
我们想要吃的食物。
And my heart feels so joyful.
我的心里感到非常的满意。
First, because I'm home with my family to eat dinner.
第一，我能够回到家和我的家人一起吃饭。
And second, when we sit down and eat, everybody is so joyful, laughing, right, and enjoying ourselves.
而我们第二，我是坐下来吃饭，我们每个人都欢喜啊，开心的啊的一起吃饭。
And third, all the food we eat is my favorite food.
第三，我所有吃的都是我最爱吃的。
And then after we eat, we all have all different kind of dessert.
我们吃完后还可以吃各样的一些甜点。
But I'm sure if we eat all this wonderful food without love, my heart would not be joyful.
我很确信，如果我们吃这些美好食物，但是没有爱，我的心里也不会感到这么满意。
But it's not easy to manifest this kind of love in a family.
但是这样的爱不容易在家里面能够显现出来。
Especially nowadays.
尤其是在现在这个时代。
Because the whole world focuses on individuality.
因为现在整个这个世界重点都在个人的身上。
You do what satisfies yourself.
你做你自己爱做的事。
And especially all the different medias.
尤其是不同的这些媒体。
How many families truly sit down together and eat dinner?
有多少家庭真的坐下来一起吃晚餐的？
But even eating dinner doesn't mean there's love inside.
就算是一起吃晚餐，也不见得有爱在里面。
So for us, how can we give this kind of love to our children?
所以对我们来讲，怎么样我们能够把爱给小孩呢？
Let's turn the book of Deuteronomy.
我们来看《生命记》
Chapter 6, verse 9.
我们看《生命记》第六章第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, let's start from verse 4.
生命记的第六章，我们从第四节开始。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
生命记第六章的第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is the only one.
以色列啊，你要听，神，我们的神是独一的神。
You know, quite often God always wants Moses to remind the chosen people.
神总是要摩西来提醒他的选民。
And he always wants Moses to tell them, "Hear, O Israel."
他说，每次他告诉他们都说，以色列啊
，The Lord God, He's the only one.
我们的神是独一的神。
So why did God want Moses to say such word to the Israelites.
所以为什么神要摩西跟以色列百姓说这样的话？
Why did he want him to say, "Hear, O Israel"?
他为什么要说听啊，以色列？
Because God want them to know they are the only chosen people of God.
因为神要他们知道他们是神独一的选民。
Because when they say, "Hear, O Israel," then they know who they are.
当他们知道听以色列啊，就知道他们是谁了。
So for us nowadays, exactly the same thing.
所以对我们来讲也是完全一样。
We must know who we are.
我们要知道我们是谁。
If we know who we are, then we know how important it is to pass our faith to the next generation.
如果我们知道我们是谁，我们就知道将这样信仰传下去是这么的重要。
Because we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们是神的选民。
Because we are the chosen people of God, our ways are very different than the people that's in the world.
我们是神的选民，所以我们和世上的人是有不同的。
Because if we know we're the chosen people of God,
因为我们知道我们是神所亲自选的选民。
Just like the Israelites, if they know they're the chosen people of God,
就像以色列一样，如果他们知道他们是选民
，then there's only one thing they should focus on.
那他们只有一件事情要专注
，that God is the only one in their lives.
也就是神是他们生命中独一的神。
So for us, it's exactly the same thing.
所以对我们来讲也是一样的事情。
Yes, there's many things you have to do in the world.
事实上有很多事情可以来做。
But if we know who we are,
如果你知道自己是谁，
then we are the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
Then we know there's only one thing that's important in our life, that is God Himself.
我们知道世上只有一件事是重要，就是神本身。
If we don't have this kind of mentality,
如果我们没有这样的一个想法，
there's no way we can pass our faith to the next generation.
我们就没有办法将这样的一个信仰传给下一代。
If we don't have this kind of mentality,
如果我们没有这样的一个思想，
then there's no way we can manifest the true love.At home for our family.
我们就没有办法在像一个家庭把爱 传给我们的下一代。
Because only we know who we are.
因为只有我们知道自己是谁。
Then what is the most important things in our lives?
那我们生命中最重要的事是什么？
Then in verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
生命记第六章第五节。
You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
So nowadays, what do we love more?
现在我们爱什么更多呢？
Do we really love God with all our heart, all our soul, with all our strength?
我们真的有尽心、尽性、尽力来爱我们的神吗？
Or we love a school more than God?
也许我们爱学校的事更多、更多一
些。Do we love our career more than God?
我们是爱我们的工作来超过神。
If we love anything more than God, this means we do not truly understand what is the most important things in our lives.
如果我们爱这些超过神，就代表我们并不了解是生命中最重要的是什么。
We know true love comes from God.
我们知道真的爱是从神来的。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
So we want to have manifest this kind of love. We ourselves must be connected to God.
所以我们要能够在身上看到这样的爱，我们自己要跟神连接在一起。
And the only way for us to connect to Him, we must love Him with our totality.
所以如果我们要跟神连接在一起，那我们在心理上，我们在就要真的跟神能够连接在一起。
Let's find Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
所以我们来看《生命记》的第六章的第五节。
And only you know that God is the most important things in your life.
当你知道神是你生命中最重要的事。
Then you know how to love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
那你才知道如何来尽心、尽性、尽力来爱主你的神。
But if we don't have this kind of mentality,
如果我们没有这样的一个思想，
if we put anything before God,
我们把其他的事情放在神的面前，
then our strength, our heart, our mind will go toward the things that we put first.
那我们的这些心，我们的力量，我们的想法，都会放在这些我们要去的地方。
Of course, if we live a life like this, our children also can see very clearly.
我们的生活，我们的生命，我们的孩子可以看得很清楚。
You know, quite often we do not have to say much to our children.
有时候我们对我们的孩子不需要太多说什么。
But when they see us.
但是当他看到我们，
they know what is the most important things in our life.
他知道我们生命中最重要的是什么。
If God is the most important things in our life, they will know because they will see it in our life.
如果神是我们生命中最重要，他会看得到神在我们生命中是多重要。
But if our work is the most important things in our life,
但是如果你的工作是你最重要的事，
they also know and understand.
他们也会明白。
So that's why it's so important for us to manifest this love toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很重要的是我们要能够。表明出我们对主的爱。
Just like here in chapter 6 verse 6.
就好像第六章的第六节。
And these words which I commanded you today should be in your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
So do we truly love God with a totality that is inside our heart?
所以我们今天真的是不是有真的爱神，然后在我们的心里面。
Because if we don't manifest this kind of love.
因为如果我们没有显明这样的一个爱。
No matter what we say.
不管我们怎么说，
no matter what we do,
不管我们怎么做，
we never be able to teach our children that we love God with our totality.
我们能够超过一些言语，我们能够教导孩童，让他们知道我们真的是爱神。
Because whatever is inside heart, that's the thing we will speak all the time.
因为我在心里有想的话，我都会在嘴里面说出来。
For example, when I first start playing golf, right?
举例来说，我第一次打高尔夫球的时候。
Because I want to learn how to play golf.
因为我想要学会怎么打高尔夫。
And golf is always on my mind.
所以高尔夫有这个永远都在我想。
So when I talk to my wife, the word golf also come out, right?
所以我跟我太太讲话，这个高尔夫的这些话都会讲出来。
When I see brothers who play golf, golf also come out of my mouth.
所以我跟弟兄姐妹讲话，我都会讲到高尔夫的事情。
Why? Because during that time, golf excites me.
因为那个时候我非常的着迷在高尔夫球身上。
But now I think my family knows that I haven't talked about golf for a long time, right?
但是我相信我家人一定会知道我很久没有谈高尔夫球这件事。
Because after the beginning stage, how to play golf after become just like anything else.
等我一开始着迷之后，现在高尔夫球已经变成不是那么重要了。
Why? Because whatever is inside your heart.
所以重要是在你心里是什么。
We will speak about it.
我们都会说出来。
So why not allow the love of God inside your heart? So every time we speak.We speak to glorify the name of God.
所以神的爱在我们里面，我们每次说的话能够来荣耀神。
Because if we don't have this kind of love inside of us,
所以如果我们没有这样的爱在我们心里，
there's no way we can teach our children.
我们就没有办法教导我们的子女。
And there's no way when we sit down to eat, there's love in the midst of us during dinner.
所以我们没有办法在坐下和他们一同吃的时候有爱在里面。
Look at verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7.
生命记第六章第七节。
You shall teach them diligently to your children.And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
Only we have the heart to love God with a totality.
只有我们有这样的一个内想法，是我们能够爱的神。
Then we have the right to teach our children.
那我们才有这样的一个权利，能够来教导我们的
子女。Because we manifest the love of God inside our heart.
因为我们在心里面能够显明对神的爱。
Then whatever we do in our lives will manifest that we completely love God.
所以我们的生命中每件事都能够显明我们是爱神。
And then we will sit down and teach our children.
所以我们坐下起来都能够教导我们的子女。
Then they will understand.
那他们就会明白
how much we love God,
你有多么的爱神
and how much we want to pass our faith to them.
那我们有多么希望能够把这样的信仰传承给他们
and look at verse 7.
我们来看第七节
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
你要殷勤教训你的儿女
Now, quite often we teach our children to do something.
常常我们来教导我们子女做什么事情
Quite often one time, two time, ten time, they never learn.
有常常是一次两次十次他们还没有学会
Even though we have the love of God inside our heart
即使我们在心里有神的爱
But to teach the younger children it takes a lot of time
但是要教导子女要花非常多的时间
And we must be diligent
所以要殷勤
And we cannot give up so easily
我们不能轻易的放弃
You know my nephew he turned 7 not so long ago My nephew
我的侄儿七岁哈，他之前是七岁。
Yeah, he's 7 years old now, right?
他现在七岁了。
But he came to live with me when he's 4 years old.
但是他跟我一起住的时候是四岁。
And during these 3 years,
在这三年当中
，I keep telling him exactly the same thing over and over and over again.
我不断的教导他同样的事情，一再一再的教导他。
And after a while, you're like, why can't you get it?、Right?
有一阵我就想说，你怎么都没办法学会呢
？And for example, brushing his teeth when he get up early in the morning.
像比如说早上起来要刷牙。
Until this day, every time he get up, he doesn't brush his teeth.
直到现在，有时候他早上起来还是不刷牙。
And for the last 3 years, you always tell him that you brush your teeth.
这三年来，我每天都问他，你刷牙了吗
？And he look at us.
他看我。
And of course, he didn't. He, you know, sometimes he want to lie, right?
当然有时候他想要可能想要不想想要骗我。
But of course, if he knows, if he lies, sometimes he go check his toothbrush and there's no, you know, there's no water on it, right?
但是他知道如果骗我的话，我会看他的牙齿没有那个没有水渍。
And then one time he got smart, he just rinsed the toothbrush underneath the water, right?
有一次他会他就骗我，他就把那个牙刷拿去沾水。
Of course, I smell it, right? If there's any toothpaste.
但是我会闻他的牙刷上面有没有牙膏的味道。
So they'll be a step ahead of them all the time, right, young people, right?
所以我们会一步一步来像年轻人一样。
But there's so many things I always have to tell them over and over and over again.
但是有非常多的事情我一再一再的教导他。
But we cannot give up on them.
但是我们还是不能放弃。
Because it's the way to teach them.
因为这就是要教导他们的
方式。That's why the Bible says you should teach them diligently to your children.
所以圣经也说你们要殷勤的教训儿女。
Especially when it comes to the word of God.
尤其是能够说到神的话。
Quite often we teach the younger people.
常常我跟年轻的朋友来讲。
About God.
谈到神的事。
It seems like they cannot get anything.
看起来他们什么也没有学到。
But one time, we were playing catchphrase. This is a game. Catchphrase. I don't know how to say in Chinese, right? It's.
有一次我们在玩一个游戏。
And it's a word game. It's like a word game.
是来一个文字的游戏。
So it's almost like a charade kind of game, right?
就好像填字游戏类的。
And at first, I didn't want my nephew to play, right?
一开始我没有很希望我的侄儿来玩。
Because he's so young.
因为他是这么小。
And then we're like, oh, okay, let him play.
我说好吧，那让他来玩吧。
Because the game, I think, is like 9 years old and above or something like that.、Right?
我想说，这个可能是9岁以上才可以玩。
And then one time, he got a phrase.
有一次他看到有一句话。
Actually, almost every time he got the phrase, right? The phrase.
他每次都能够讲到那句话。
Amazingly, he used the Bible character and the Bible terminology to describe his phrase.
很神奇的是，他用圣经的话来描述这一段话。
And I was completely amazed.
哇，我非常的惊讶。
I didn't even know that he understand any Bible, you know, story and stuff like that in the Bible.
我那时候还不期待他能够明白任何圣经的一些故事。
So what I'm saying.
所以我说的。
That every time we teach our children.
每一次当你教导你的孩子。
It's never in vain.
是。
It's never go unnoticed.
是永远不会落实的。
Because sometimes they really can surprise you how much they listen to us.
所以他每一次他都能够让你感到很惊讶，他能够从你这边学到。
So as parents, we need to be diligent.
所以父母要能够殷勤。
But if we don't have the love inside our heart,
但是如果没有神的爱在里面
，there's no way we can be diligent.
我们没有办法能够殷勤。
You know, every time when my nephew called me, right? right?
所以每一次我的侄儿打给我
He always called me uncle, uncle, right?
他每次叫我叔叔
Like even yesterday, he called me uncle, I don't know, like 100 times, right?
哦，他打给我好像打几百次一样
And when I listen to every time he called me uncle, I feel like, why do you have to call me like 100 times a day?
哦，每次我接他电话，我说你每次打电话，你都一直要叫我一百次一直叫我叔叔叔叔这样吗
I thought about this, right?
但是后来我想到这件事
Actually, when he called me uncle, I feel so good, right?
哦，事实上他叫我叔叔我是感觉很好
的 Because he's willing to talk to me
因为他很愿意来跟我说话
But when our children get older
当我们的孩子长大以后
see, They won't call you anything anymore、right?
他可能就不再跟你讲话
Why? Because a lot of them don't want to talk to us anymore
因为他们很多都不太跟父母讲话
So that's why when they are young
所以当他们还小的时
候 We must be very diligentTo teach them.
我们要非常殷勤的来教导他们。
And the next thing say, you shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
所以这里说，你坐在家里都要跟他们教导。
So when we at home,
所以我们当我们在家里
，do we really have take time to talk to our children?
我们真的有花时间来跟小孩讲话。
We know children can talk nonstop all day.
我们知道小朋友他可以一直讲他自己的话，讲整天。
But as parents, sometimes we are so tired.
但是父母是常常是很疲倦的。
And when they talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
所以我们一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
And after a while, we're just like, oh, can you stop talking?
我们可能就说，你可不可以不要再讲了
？Why? Because children are always full of energy.
因为小孩总是充满了活力。
But we must take the time.
但是我们还是要花时间。
To talk to our children.
要跟他们来说话。
When we sit in the house.
当我们坐在家里。
So we must watch TV less when we're at home.
所以我们在家里要少看电视。
We must read the newspaper less when we're at home.
我们要少看这个报纸。
We must surf the net less when we're at home.
所以我们要。少一点时间来上网
，so we can have time to speak to our children。
所以我们有多的时间来跟小孩来说话。
Then the next one，
我们再看下一段。
When you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up，
说你行在路上，你躺下，你起来。
Do we really take time to talk to our children？
我们真的有花时间跟子女说话吗
？When we lie down，
当我们躺下。
When we walk，
当我们
When we rise up，
当我们起来。
So this means every second in our life, we should take the time to speak to our children。
就代表我们生命中的每一个时时刻刻都要来跟子女来谈论。
Even though sometimes our children might say, "Wow, my parents nag so much." My parents nag. I mean, they're always talking so much, right？
有时候我们小孩就会说，我父母这个唠叨很非常的唠叨。
Even though they say things like this,
即使他是这样子来描述我
，but deep down inside,
但是我们内心的深处
，they really want to talk to us.
他是真的，他愿意来跟我们讲话。
So because I know this, so when I punish my niece and nephew, right? When I ground my niece and nephew, when I'm mad at them.
所以当我生气的时候，我会处罚他这样子。
One of the things I do not allow them to do.
有一件我绝对不容许他做的事
，is to talk to me.Yeah. One of the things they not allowed to do is to talk to me.
哦，有一件事他不可以他做，就是他不可以跟我讲话。
Sometimes as parents, you think that's very strange, right?
有时候父母会觉得很奇怪。
If you punish your kids and you do not allow them to talk to you.
哦，如果你处罚你的小孩说你不要跟我讲话。
Why? Because we get to the point that talking to uncle is a blessing. Really, it's like this.
哦，他事实上，他觉得跟他的叔叔讲话是一个很祝福的事，很重要的事情。
Not because I'm someone important.
不是因为我是一个很重要的人
，But because when we talk together, there's always love in our conversation.
哦，而是因为我们在谈讲话的时候，我们总是在这个讲话里面能够显出我们的爱。
But so many children.
但是有很多的小孩。
If we tell them, oh, you are grounded, but you cannot talk to me.
有时候你被禁止不可以跟我讲话。
I'm sure they would say, oh, thank God, right?
他们可能会说，哦，感谢主。
But if this is the case, this means there's no love in relationship.
如果是你们的状况是这样子的，代表你们中间没有爱的连接。
Can you imagine God and us, we have such love in our relationship?
哦，我们可以想象，如果我们和神之间没有互动的关系。
And God tell us you cannot talk to me anymore.
哦，神跟我们说，你不用再跟我讲话。
How sad we would be.
那我们心里会不会感到非常难过
？But if we do something wrong.
如果我们做了一些错的事情。
And sometimes when we pray, we do not feel anything.
在你祷告，你感受不到任何感觉。
This means God is upset with us.
那是神对我们感到很难过。
Because it's a blessing for us to pray to Him.
因为我们能够跟神来讲话是一种祝福。
The same thing as parents.
对父母来讲也是一样。
When our children speak to us.
当我们的子女跟我们说话。
It's truly a great blessing.
那是一个受到祝福的事情。
Why? Because as parents, we can depart all our wisdom and knowledge to them.
因为 作为父母，我们可以把我们所有的这个智慧和所有的经验能够传承给我们子女。
But if our children do not feel like this,
但是我们的子女不觉得是这样。
This means there's something wrong in our relationship.
那代表中间的关系有一点问题。
Because when our children come back from school,
因为我们的子女从学校回来
，the first person they want to see, not the TV, not the video games, but us.
他最想看到的不是电视，不是游戏，而是父母。
And this is when we know that our relationship are good.
那我们都知道我们和他的关系是好的。
So that's why when the Bible tells us whatever we do, we must speak to our children and teach our children.
所以在圣经告诉我们，不管你做什么，你都要跟他们谈论，要教导他们。
Then verse 8.
第八节。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontlet between your eyes.
你要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
So this means in everything that we do.
所以这代表你做的每一件事。
Because quite often actions speak aloud in words.
因为常常你说的，身教重于言教。
Well, since my niece and nephew came to live with us.
哦，自从我的侄儿过来跟我一起住之后。
And also since my parents came to live with us.
自从我的父母来跟我住了之后。
Actually, it's very difficult for me at home.
我想对我来讲，常常我都不在家。
Because at home I have also to be perfect.
有时候我在家的时候，我就要变得要很完美。
Well, I need to be a good example.
我要做一个好的榜样。
But sometimes when you're home, when you get angry, get mad, you also want to scream and yell, right?
有时候你在家里生气，你愤怒的时候，你也想要咆哮。
But now I'm not alone anymore.
但是现在你不是只有一个人了。
So when I'm at home, when I want to yell, when I get upset, I look at my niece and nephew, I have to control myself.
所以当我生气的时候，我看到我的子女，我就知道要控制我的脾气。
Because I know my actions speak louder than words.
因为我知道我的身教会重于他的言教。
Yes, I can speak beautiful words from the Bible.
是的，我可以讲出圣经一些美好的句子。
I can use the Bible and go to many different verses to speak about love.
我可以用很多圣经的章节来说到神的爱。
But in my action.
但是在我的行为里面
，There's no love.
是没有爱的。
There's no way they can I can be a role model for them.
这样子我没有办法成为他们生活中的一个榜样。
So as parents, exactly the same way.
对父母来讲也是一模一样。
Quite often as parents, we don't need to speak too much.
常常我们的父母其实不太需要多说什么。
Because through our action, we speak louder than what we speak in words.
因为我们的所作所为能够比我们所讲的话更为重要。
So that's why I say in verse 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand.
所以第八节说要系在手上为记号。
This means whatever we do, our children will know that God is first in our lives.
所以不管你做什么事情，子女都会看到哦，神是你生活中最重要。
And it should be as a frontlet between your eyes.
也是要能够戴在额上为经文。
Not only what we do in action that we should be a role model for our children.
所以不管你所作所为，都要是子女的一个榜样。
But also our thought.
甚至包含我们的思想。
The way we think about life.
我们思考生命的方式。
The way we think what's important to us in our family.
我们对家庭来讲，认为家里最重要的是什么的一个思考方式。举例来说。
We always stress on our kids. You have to go to Ivy League school. Ivy League school.You have to go to the best school.
我们是不是都认为小孩都要去最好这个常春藤的学校
？And then we never tell them about how they should put God first in their life.
但是我们没有告诉他你应该怎么样把神放在你的生命中。
But we don't need to say what's important in our lives.
但是我们不需要跟他说生命中是什么最重要。
But they will know.
但是他们都知道。
Why? Because whatever is in our heart is also in our minds.
因为在我们的心里面，也在我们脑海里面。
And whatever in our minds and in our hearts, we will speak it out and stress it to our children.
在我们心里和脑海里面想要他们做的事，我们都会说出来，让他们知道。
So let the love that's the love for God, let the love that's inside of us also be inside our mind.
所以让我们对神对心里对神的爱，也要在我们的思想里面。
Then verse 9,
第九节。
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
So as Christian, we should be Christian 24/7.
所以我们作为基督徒是24小时的基督徒。
We're not only Christian when we come to church.
我们不是来到教会的基督徒。
Because our children will know when we go out of the church.
因为我们子女会知道我们不在教会，我们的行为。
How we interact with other people.
我们和其他人的生活的一些应对。
Because this love, it says, you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
因为这里说要写在你房屋的门框和你的城门上。
This means inside the house, our behavior should be exactly the same thing as outside.
就是在你在家里和户外的生活的一些动作都要一致。
Because when we write something on the gate, this gate is not for us, but for strangers who walk by.
因为在这个城门不是给自己，而是让这些陌生的人他们来经过的。
So that's why it's so important for us as parents.
所以对父母来讲是这么很非常重要。
Don't think that we need to talk to our children so much.
所以不要 想说我们不用跟子女不用跟子女谈论太多
，but rather in our minds，
而事实上是在我们的脑海里面
，in our hearts，
在我们的心里面
，and to our strength，
在我们的行为里面
，maybe put God first in our life。
我们是不是把神的爱放在我们的心里最重要
？And that the love of God is always inside our heart。
而神的爱是不是永远在我们心里
？If we have this kind of mentality，
如果我们有这样的一些思考和行为
，Our children will know。
我们的子女都会知道。
We don't need to teach them with words。
我们不需要用言语来教导他们
，but with action，
而是用行为。
So that's why we may sit down to eat dinner together。
所以当你一同共进晚餐
，we do not need to speak too much。
有时候不需要太多的话语
，because if this kind of mentality that we have。That is to put God first in our lives. When we sit down and eat, they will feel it around the dinner table.
因为我们这样的一个将神放在生命最重要的这样的一个人生的哲学，他们在吃晚餐的时候，他们就会感受到。
But of course, it's not an easy thing.
当然，这不是容易的事情。
As parents, we have so much stress from work.
这现在的父母有太多工作的压力。
And as parents, we have so much stress. You know how to, you know what we can do to better our family.
我们父母有太多对生活中要改善我们生活要做的事情。
But what is the trick?
但是这是什么是这个中间的秘诀呢
？You can see there's many books out there, right, to train our children the right way.
我们事实上有很多的书说怎么样来教导儿女。
But there's only one way.
但是只有一个方式。
That is for us to have good relationship with God.
就是我们的父母和神要有好的关系。
When we as parents have good relationship with God.
当父母和神有好的关系。
Then everything that proceeds from our mouth.
所以任何从我们嘴里面所出来的话
is all about love.
是都是爱的话
Because God is love.
因为神是爱
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
求主继续的带领我们
Because our children really are the future of the church and also of the household.
因为子女是我们教会也是我们家庭的未来的希望
If we have love inside of us.
如果我们在里面有爱
Our children would never feel this emptiness inside their hearts.
他们这些孩子永远心里不会感到空虚
Because the love of God is inside heart will fulfill the emptiness inside theirs.
因为神的爱会将他们的心里的空虚完全的充满。
Now let's rise up and sing one hymn.
我们再一同唱一首诗。
Let's sing hymn 343.
我们唱343首。
Three, be seated.
好，感谢主，请坐。
Now for the last several months, my topic all have to do about love.
好，在我近几个月谈论的主题都是爱。
Then I realized why I talk about love so much.
所以我发现到我怎么谈论爱这么的多呢
？Then I realized because I myself is lack of love.
因为我感到发现原来我自己缺少爱。
I lack of love for brothers and sisters.
我缺少对弟兄姐妹的爱。
And I lack a love for my own family.
我缺少对家里的爱。
Because I know that love is so important in everyone's life.
我知道爱对每一个人的生命都是这么的重要。
So for me, I'm learning how to love more.
所以对我来讲，我要学会怎么爱的更多。
And the only way to learn how to love more is to be closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够学到爱主更多，爱更多，就是要能够亲近神更多。
Because deep down inside my heart, I know if I'm perfect in love.
所以在我心里知道，如果我在爱里面能够完全
，Every situation that's around me, I'd be able to handle it.
所以生命的每一个环节，我都能够掌控。
Why? Because the love of Christ will be inside my heart.
因为主的爱能够在我的心里面。
So I also encourage brothers and sisters.
所以我也鼓励我们弟兄姐妹。
If we are lack of love,
如果我们觉得缺少爱
，If there's no love at church,
如果这个教会没有爱
，And there's no love at home,
在家里没有爱
，This means we must pray to God because He is the source of love.
我们要向主祷告，因为他是爱的来源。
Only when we are filled with the love of God,
只有我们在心里被主的爱充满
that we have the strength to continue on to worship Him and to serve Him.
所以我们才能继续的崇拜来敬拜他
And only when we are filled with the love of God,
只有我们在心里被神的爱充满
that we can have love toward our brothers and sisters.
我们对弟兄姐妹才能够有爱
and have love toward our family members.
对我们的家人也能够有爱
because without love, we cannot do anything.
因为没有爱，我们什么也不能做
So let us kneel down and pray and ask God to fill us with His love.
所以我们一同祷告，求主用他爱充满我们
Please kneel down and pray.
一同祷告。